Her Majesty's prison.
Oh, a prison, sorry.
In Wandsworth. Of course, one is always thrilled to receive the slightly old-fashioned paper.
And we get a lot of it. Actually.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And the fellas, two fellas, Teddy Charles and another fellow, have written in to us because we are in a position now, Baker and Kelly, to put a stop to the awful threat of prison violence.
Okay.
Because, you and I, no, the things we don't want to do...
Which
like, number one,
trying to, of course, skank up at every turn with their punched T-shirts.
I'm going to read you this pretty much verbatim because I think it brings a flavour, terrible flavour, of what prison life must be like. All right, these two fellows are in prison, and it's a... we are lifelong Spurs fans, and we were delighted when Les and Ginola joined Spurs. So delighted, this shows how much time they've got on their hands, we cut out Les and Ginola heads and put them onto the bodies of the photographs of existing Spurs players so they could see them in their kit. So they must have got superimposed, and blah, blah, blah. They hadn't even had a Spurs shirt on
yet. They got some photographs. Cut that and yeah, okay, yeah.
They then, we thought they were so good that we decided to post them to the players involved.
Right.
So we saved up and got first-class stamps at a total of 52 pence, which is a lot of dough in prison, as we only earn £2.50 a week.
Every prisoner going, oh, laugh at us, you're in prison, I'm afraid we're out here. We think that's funny.
Yeah. Then, of course, they got a bit leery. We then told the whole of our, wing about our project and said that we were going to get back signed shirts or photographs from Les and David Ginola, because they would be so excited by these things we had done for them. The whole of our wing is full of South Londoners, like Chelsea fans, Palace fans, Millwall fans, Wimbledon, West Ham, blah, blah, blah fans. So, okay, we were so confident that we started sorting out the big one, he calls it here, wait till we get our signed photographs, wait till we get our shirts. So we started betting with the people on our wing that we would soon be receiving these things. First of all, we started betting Mars bars, which is the currency in their part of town, and then actual money. Unfortunately, at the last count, we have 15 30-pence bets on.
Oh, man.
The Mars bar is worth 30 pence.
Yeah, but a lot more to money, but anyway.
15 bets. Boy, are we in trouble, he says. And there's a picture of a smiley with a downturned face on here. So far, Les and Dave Ginola have not sent us anything, even though we marked Les as private and confidential. And they're waiting to hear back from there. I said, I really thought that Les would be delighted because he only signed the Spurs a day after we posted the letter.
Well, I know what's happened here, and the St. Fairbrothers, you know what's happened. You know what's happened
Go
here.
On.
Les Ferdinand, you know, sure enough, have received these letters marked prison mail from a prison, private and confidential, but in transit, the stuck-on heads have come off. So they've received photos of themselves with no heads, kits with their heads cut off from prison, saying, this you next. Did they even bother to read the letter?
Yeah.
They've just received a kit with a head cut off. It's obviously come off, or as they sent it, take the heads off to see what happens. All he's done is sent a headless
coat off of themselves. Please, can you help us? There is nowhere to hide, it says here. And
if you can't do the time...
Then, finally, the other fella who's involved, I'm sorry, he says, his P.S., I have to write the same piece of paper again, as we only have one stamp at present.